On the line with me today is Kim Yurichuk out of Bowdoin, of course, the Patterson Community Hall hosting the annual tricycle races coming up for St. Patrick's Day. Kim, what's planned for this year?
Yeah, thank you. This is our third year of doing the tricycle races. Obviously, the main draw is the adults riding the tricycles. We also have a Battle of Alberta jersey draw this year, so we'll be raffling off an Edmonton Oilers jersey and a Calgary Flames jersey. We have a live band coming. It's Crossroads is the band. They've played the last 3 years. And, yeah, it's just a great, fun, low-cost community event where everyone can come out and have some laughs and some green beer and watch the riders ride.
That is pretty cool. I think it's one of the more hilarious events to happen around our community, that's for sure. And it's got a great history as well. Kim, can you tell us about it and how it dates back to the Bowdoin Hotel?
Yeah, it dates back to the, I believe they were started in 1990. They started doing the tricycle races in the old hotel in Bowdoin, which is no longer there. So we came up with it a few years ago to try and revitalize that. Now, obviously, we have quite a bit more space in the hall to do the races than in the old hotel. So that's kind of exciting. This year, we're looking at changing up the track a little bit to add a little bit of complexity for the riders.
That is pretty cool. And of course, it is open for the public. How do people show up for it or sign up for it, I should say?
Absolutely. So the doors open at 7 o'clock. It's a $10 cover charge at the door. And that's it. Just show up. There's no advance tickets or anything like that. We just welcome anyone who wants to come and watch and participate to come on out.
And of course, it's just a great atmosphere if you're not riding, of course, as well, just to come be a part of it. Live music, as you say, from the Crossroads Band, 50-50 for some Battle of Alberta jersey raffles, which is pretty cool as well. And Kim, there are other things happening in Bowdoin coming up later this spring, a dinner theater fundraiser. Can you tell us what's happening there?
Yeah, for sure. So our dinner theater fundraiser is one of the biggest fundraisers that we do during the year to support the hall. It features all local actors. If you haven't been to it before, I highly encourage you to come. We always do a comedy, so it's a good time. We have Bob Ronnie Catering do the prime rib buffet for that as well. So the meal is fantastic. The show is great. And yeah, so that's May 2nd and 3rd this year.
That is good stuff. And, of course, you mentioned it's a fundraiser. I know last year, maybe 2 years back, you were looking to raise money to pave the parking lot. What's the efforts for this year?
Yeah, and that's sort of the same idea. Obviously, again, it's a high-ticket item. So most all of the fundraising we do at the hall goes to support the facility itself, maintenance, upkeep, and then, of course, that long-term goal of getting that parking lot paved. And I can tell you right now with this wet snow... pavement would be beauty.
It absolutely would. Of course, it'll be an enjoyable feature for many people who make the Bowdoin-Patterson Community Hall a home at any point of time during the year. Kim, this is going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, the St. Patrick's Day annual trike races are coming up on Saturday. Doors open at 7, and don't miss the first races. I believe they get going around 8 o'clock, right, Kim?
That's right, yes.
Awesome. There you have it. We'll have it up on My Mountain View now as well. But have a lot of fun this weekend, and we'd love to chat later down the road.
Thank you so much.